Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading in 10th Canto, chapter 73, verse 16, up to 20 or so. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Haraye Paramatmane. Pranatta Klesha Nashaya. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Haraye Paramatmane. Pranatta Klesha Nashaya. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Haraye Paramatmane. Pranatta Klesha Nashaya. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Anybody? Krishnaya. To Krishna, Vasudevaya, son of Vasudeva, Araye, the Supreme Lord Hari, Parama Atmane, the Super Soul, Pranata, of those who have surrendered, Klesha, of the distressed, Nasha, to the destroyer. Govindaya, to Govinda, Nama, Nama, repeated obeisances, translation, again and again we offer our obeisances unto Lord Krishna, Hari, the son of Vasudeva, the Supreme Soul, Govinda, that Supreme Soul, Govinda, vanquishes the suffering of all who surrender to him. At 17, we can read together. Shuta Uvacha. Samstu Yamano Bhagavan Rajabir Mukta Bandhanai Aha Karunastata Saranya Shlakshmaya. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, thus the king is now freed from bondage. Glorify the Supreme Lord. Then, my dear Parikshit, that merciful bestower of shelter spoke to them in a gentle voice. 18. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Aja Prabhati Vobhupa, Mayatmanya Kileshvare, Sudhidha Jayate Bhaktir, Bada Sanshitam Tata. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God had said, from now on, my dear kings, you will have firm devotion to me, the Supreme Self and Lord of all that be. I assure you this will come to pass just as you desire. 19. Tisyave vastitang bhupa bhavantarita bhashina shya aishwariya madonnaham pasya unmadakam nirmanam. Fortunately, you have come to the proper conclusion, my dear kings, and what you have spoken is true. I can see that human beings' lack of self-restraint, which arises from their intoxication with opulence and power, simply leads to madness. 20. Hai hai o nahusho veno ravano narako pare jimadad brangchita stana devadaita nareshvara. Translation. Hai Haya, Nahusha, Baina, Ravana, Naraka, and many other rulers of demigods, men, and demons fell from their elevated positions because of infatuation with material opulence. Purport. As described by Sridhar Swami, because Hai Haya stole the desire cow of Lord Parashuram's father, Jamadagni, Parashuram killed him and his impudent sons. Nahusha became puffed up when he temporarily assumed the post of Indra. When out of pride, Nahusha ordered some brahmanas to carry him in a palanquin to an illicit meeting with Lord Indra's chaste wife, Sachi. The brahmanas made him fall down from his position and become an old man. King Baina was similarly mad, and when he insulted the brahmanas, they killed him by loud incantations of the syllable, Ravana was a famous ruler of the Rakshasas. Out of lust, he kidnapped Mother Sita, and thus her husband, Lord Ramachandra, killed him. Naraka was the ruler of the Daityas who dared to steal Mother Aditi's earrings, and for his offense, he was also killed. Thus, throughout history, powerful leaders have fallen from their positions because they became intoxicated with their so-called opulence. Om Ganitamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Nalitam Yena. Nai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam, Papitam Jaina Bhukale, Vayam Rupa Gadamayan, the Dati, Sabadantikam, Mandeham, Shri Guru, Shri Utala Padakamam, Shri Guru Vaishnavanta, Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sagana, Raghunatam Mitam Tam, Sadivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam, Rijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Gadam, Sahaganam Amitam, Shri Shatam Sansa. Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Haimabhati Vyatcha Vishindalaya Jasmaya Mahaprema Sathadaya Chichandya Chandraya Namaste. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. So we have here a few slokas. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. So the first verse is a prayer of these kings. They're offering Krishnaya, Vasudevaya, Harai Paramatmane, Pranata Kleshanashaya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. They're offering obeisances to Krishna and Hari, Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Madhavaya. And he is the Pranata Klesha Nashaya. He destroys the distress of those who are pranata. Pranata means of those who have surrendered. Those who have surrendered. And again they are offering Namo Namaha. Pranata Pala Bhavabdi Potam Sharanyam. In the 11th canto, I think that's the verse. But Tattva Shiva Rinshi Nutam Sharanyam Pranthapala Pavadhi Potam Bande Mahapurushate Charanavadinda. There's two verses there that Prabhupada introduced, or they're in the purport in Second Canto somewhere in the nutshell purports. But they're in 11th Canto verses, and they're in this, Prabhupada introduced them in the purport there because they're wonderful verses. And I remember verses assume a different life when someone chants them, obviously, or especially someone in power chants them. Prabhupada empowered those particular verses in 74 or so when Paduna Vidyaja and Mayapur and Gopanini chanted those verses. And they become more attractive when someone chants them. This way, when Shukadeva is chanting the Bhagavatam, it becomes more attractive. Just to read and to also not hear from others is dry. Prabhupada said we should also be chanting the verses. No one should not chant the verses. Everyone must chant the verses. Also during the 76 Mayapur festival, when the Prahlad's prayers were being chanted, that one day that somehow or other the Swami decided that only two or three people chanted, then he started doing word meaning. It was like Krishna's arrangement, because then Prabhupada said, no, no, don't stop them. Your Bhagavatam verses are so important, as good as Hare Krishna. So, not that we should stop chanting Hare Krishna. We have to chant Hare Krishna and Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam, there's so many wonderful prayers. This is one small one. Pranatapala Bhavabdi Bhavatam. He protects those. So, the purport of the Pranatapala, one of the purports given by Vishwanath Chakravarti, is that he protects different types of devotees, like the bhuktis and the muktis. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he said he came especially to deliver Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prataparudra Maharaj, of course, everyone else. But they're some of the main devotees. So Prataparudra is a bhukti kam, and the Bhattacharya Sarvabhauma, he is a mukti kama. Bhukti mukti siddhi kama, sakleya shanta. All these persons who are bhukti kama, mukti kama, siddhi kama, they desire mukti bhukti or some mystic yoga. The gyanis, they desire mukti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nashaya, as it says here, destroys this. Some we don't usually think of as klesha, but our acharyas, who are very, very advanced, like Rupa Goswami and our other followers of Rupa, Rupanugas, they say that this is misery also. Mukti. Mukti hitam yata rupam sort of. One has to have mukti. It's the basis. But also, mukti mokalatanjale, sevate isman. Our great acharyas, they've described it. Mukti is simply praying, mukutanjali, with folded palms, begging for attention from the bhaktas. So klesha is said here, klesha. Klesha agni sulabha moksha laguta krit. Rupa Goswami says, laguta krit, for the devotees who have gotten a taste, rati, of Krishna consciousness, then gradually laguta krit. Lagu means very little, light, nothing. Lagu, opposite of guru. We're taking shelter of the guru. The guru wants us all to amayag amaragye guru hoya tarida. He wants everyone to also become guru, whether one is shiksha guru or some type of guru, but preach Krishna upadesh. So the opposite is mukti, laguta krit. But this is considered also some type of misery. Or not, depending on your outlook. So just to get mukti is compared to like getting a passport. Some people have a passport. I have one 10-year visa. It has a 10-year visa to India, which I haven't used the second time. And they lapse. Some people get it, their passport. This is like mukti. And they never go anywhere. You have a passport. It's nice. You have ID. Look, I have a passport. Very nice. But visa is more important. For that is more tapasya. Not so much. Sometimes. Sometimes people have no visa, no passport. They're trying to escape miserable places. They're drowning in the ocean. They're left in a truck to die. But if one is fortunate, he gets the visa. A visa is more important. You have to have passport, but visa means there's tapasya, more tapasya. Go somewhere to that transcendental abode beyond this land. Sandrananda. So the first thing is one has to extinguish the misery. What that automatically done. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayer. Janai Vyasu Vairagyam Gyanam Chita. One will get that Vairagya and Gyan by this Pranata Pala Bhavati Potam. Takes the boat of Krishna consciousness across this ocean of misery. Ashesha Sankleisha Samam Vidate. In one of the verses, Maitreya speaking to, he describes this. Ashesha Sankleisha. Sankleisha is more Ashesha Klesha. Sankleisha is the sum total of all the miseries. Samam Vidate Gunanavada Shravanam Murari. How does he say you get out of the misery? Shravana Murari, by hearing these very pastimes of Murari. Murari, he's the enemy of Mora. Mora is a demon. He's always the enemy of the demon. If we are like demon, then Krishna is nobody's enemy, but they take him as enemy. So this way, we can understand a little bit about these words, some of the words. Pranata, Klesha, Nasha. So he destroys these Klesha. Many places these kleshas are described. Five types of misery. Avidya, vismita, forgetfulness, and absorption in this material world. Raga, attachment, dvesha, hatred, all these type of misery. Sometimes there's three miseries, adhyatmik, adhibodha. So in any way you look at it, there's material world's full of miseries. As Krishna is describing, anityam, ashukam, there's no happiness, it's temporary. Janahasar, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you're struggling so much for your knowledge, but try to understand that the essence of this knowledge is that this world is jivana anitya, janahasar, tahinana vidha vipadabhar. You're simply struggling, wasting your time. This human form of life is meant to get out of those miseries. You can't get out of it. Narada Muni also uses this word in the first canto already. Sankleshya Nirvanamu Shanti Nanyata. At the end of the fifth chapter, instructing Vyas how to write Bhagavatam. You write Bhagavatam. There's no other way out. You have to do it. Prakyahi Dukar Mohar Ardhatmanam. He says, Babupsitam, those who want transcendental knowledge and Mohu Ardhatmanam, those who are ordinary persons, whoever you're talking about, they all need Bhagavatam. And then he says, the final statement in the fifth chapter of the first canto, Sankleshya Nirvanam Ushanti Na Anyata. There's no way else but Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. That Vaishnavanam Priyam, so dear to the Vaishnavas, because it extinguishes the misery. Simply hearing it, we're hearing now. And with rapt attention, once you hear it. Yataditam yatamatihi. The more one hears it, or with attentively, the more he can speak Bhagavatam. Or as high as the birds fly, is described in the Bhagavatam also. You can only fly so high, you can't. Some birds are flying, you know, like I saw some birds in the backfield the other day walking, and I said, wow, do these birds even fly? I didn't recognize them. They look some kind of like, they weren't the turkey types. They're some kind of fowl birds. I don't know. But then when I was coming back, I saw them, they were flying. They didn't fly very high. They're kind of big. I don't know what they are. I'm not an ornithologist by profession, but somebody may know. In the back, big bird, brown, plain, not peacocks for sure. Peacocks also don't fly so high, but they're so beautiful. So as high as the birds fly, there's nothing they can do. And other birds, they might be vultures, they fly high also. But so as high as we can, as much as we can hear, we can speak, as we can pay rapt attention. And so that's part of what's going on here in this verse. And of course it says, Hari, Hari Klesha, Haratvam. It's all to describe that as Hari, he takes away our miseries. This one, there's a few verses like that also. Because he does steal, and Hari is a name for lion. Lion will steal not only your misery, it'll steal your whole. It'll definitely steal your misery because you won't be here anymore. But that's one of the name of, one of the meanings of Hari. But as Krishna, he steals the mind. Mano Hari. Mano Hari. Should steal our mind. Or else Maya will definitely steal our mind one way or another. You cannot become very attracted. Klesho dikataraste sham. These miseries are described by Krishna also in the 12th chapter. Klesho dikataraste avyakta sakta che. Those who are attached to this impersonal idea, it's miserable. Klesho dikataraste sham avyakta sakta. They're a sakta. They're not attached to Krishna, but they're attached to this impersonal idea. So, but Krishna says, this is miserable. Arjuna said, can you tell me one more time? Now, let's just get this right. Which is better, to meditate on? He's heard it so many times, but in the beginning of the 12th chapter, again, he says, can you tell me which is manavesha manoyeman? Krishna says, just think of me. It's better. This is much better. Just think of me. Forget all the impersonal stuff. Maya chatamidam sarvam jagaravyakta murtina. It's also Krishna, jagaravyakta, but it's avyakta. By that avyakta, he's maintaining so many things. This is his aishvaryam. So in these verses, we're hearing about the attachment of these kings to the aishvarya. They're very attached. Nahusha, somehow he took over the Indra's kingdom. Indra was busy because he was being chased by, he got a sinful reaction from killing a brahmana. So he had to vacate his position. And somehow or other, Nahusha took over. And of course, he got all puffed up. Madanahi kohe. Prabhuta pahe madanahi kohe. There's one that if you get a very big opulent position, any even a small position, any kind of adoration, Patishta Lagia, then you get more miserable. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing in that Amara Jivana song what happens when one is Shesha, Klesha, he says, Klesha Dia Abhirata. I'm suffering all these miseries. Diache Je Koto. And I give misery to other people too. I'm not happy being miserable myself. But let others be miserable. They're thinking they're very happy, though. But this happiness, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when others are miserable, I become happy. What is this happiness? Para sukha dukkha koro. The Vaishnava is the opposite. Para dukkha dukkhi. Sanatana's tone. Para dukkha dukkhi. We take shelter of Sanatana. This is one prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, he's praising Sanatana Goswami. Anubhipshamandam, I was blind. He forced me to see Radha Krishna. No, this is one of the prayers of Raghunath Das. But he's saying, as Vaishnavas, as Sanatana Goswami, they are the actual Vaishnavas, our six Goswamis. Papa, Tapa, Nikuntano, Tanubitam. What they see is Papa and Tapa. Tanu, those who are in the material world embodied, they're saying, They're simply committing some sinful activity and then suffering. They're not doing the tapo dibhyam bhagavatam shabdev. It's tapo dibhyam putraka. He's telling his sons, you want to, in this material world, don't act like he's telling, don't be like hogs and animals. You'll suffer. But you have to do voluntarily suffering. Tapo dibhyam. Then that's divine. Lord Brahma did voluntarily suffering. He heard tapa. Niskinchananam nirpanat yaddinam vidu. And this type of tapasya also is the wealth of the brahmanas. These kings were all after wealth. Nahusha. And when you get a lot of wealth, you want to enjoy. What's the use of having wealth? Therefore, Prataparudra is the opposite. In the beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was fainting one time, many times, but one time Prataparudra caught him in the midst of the Ratiyatra, somehow or other. Everyone else was in ecstasy. Usually they're guarding around Mahaprabhu, no one can come. But apparently, Prataparudra was able to be near Mahaprabhu at that time, and he caught, when Mahaprabhu became externally conscious, he took himself away from the king, and he chanted that verse, famous verse, Niskinchananam, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanam Mukasya Param Param Digamisho Bhavasara Sandashinam Shayanam Matayojikam Pacham. This is asadhu, asadhu, very, very bad. For those who want to be, who want param param to transport themselves beyond this material world, param param, jigamisho, bhava, beyond this bhava sindhu, bhava sagara, bhava means to become. Take birth again and again, bhutva, bhutva, in this material world. The worst thing is any type of opulence. They have to, unless they're very advanced. Like Prabhupada, he showed the best example getting, immediately, he said, an actual Brahmin, if he gets 100,000 rupees, $100,000, $100 million, he's never attached to it. He can give it away. Sometimes, somebody will give Prabhupada like, you know, $10,000, $2,000 watch. And then an hour later he gives it to them. So by the association of such persons, we're also not attached. We don't recall people becoming, oh, Prabhupada gave my watch to that other person. No, because they understood that he knew who to give it to, why. There was great purpose behind it. Everything was done. And sometimes there's other lessons to learn. And one time in L.A., Prabhupada was given a very expensive clock. In those days, $700 or something. And that clock, you could see the time all over the world. So Prabhupada didn't care for the clock. And he looked at it and he said, yes, L.A., this was in Los Angeles, he said, L.A. He said, L.A. means luxury account. Kavi Chandra told me he was there. He wasn't just talking about the outsiders either. And sometimes people would give, one devotee brought a fancy, fancy blender to Vrindavan and gave it to Prabhupada. What is this? Why you bring like that? I don't need this thing. And sometimes, so no one can guess what Prabhupada will say at any given time if you give him anything. But generally he will accept. And then he's detached. Patan patan dana patigraha. He's simply begging. Just like Prabhupada was laughing that when he came to Detroit, they found a beautiful Fisher mansion, which was selling for $350,000. So Prabhupada asked the lady, can you give? You can donate? He said, no, I can't give it away. What is that? He said, okay, $300,000. Of course, originally it should be worth more. It should be worth, depends on the location. But later on, Prabhupada was laughing and saying, I did not have even 3 rupees. I did not have 3 rupees. But Ambarish gave it, and that Loka Shravanti, she gave it. And then there it was. You got it. So such a person can inspire. But he's Niskinchana. Like Prabhupada's one, Babaji Godbrother. Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji. So those who are free from attachment, attraction to this material world, they're also attached to Krishna, and they can give up easily all these miseries. So Prataparudra, later on, after great transcendental, so many transcendental leelas, all, even Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarup Damodar, they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this Prataparudra, he is such a great person, he's, you know, he's sweeping the road, he's very attached to you. Well, Mahaprabhu saw him sweeping the road. And he says he will give up his kingdom, he'll go begging. He'll simply go begging with an earring, like a, some kind of an ivory earring or something. Some type of Kanapata yogi. And he said his kingdom is useless, he'll just give it up. So Mahaprabhu didn't want that. He said, they brought his son also. And by seeing his son, who was dressed just like Krishna, this was a great stimulation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much appreciative. And then he got a cloth, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. He got a cloth he worshipped. This was his great fortune, he got the cloth. And finally he got the association. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the garden, in Balaganj garden in Puri. And Prataparudra gave up all his kingly, opulent attire. Bharaparam patta karita joshtam apyutamangam nanamen mukundam shavona kurute sparyam hirlasa kanchana kankanoba. Sukadeva Goswami's second canto, nice verse. Those who are the big kings, they like to, they always have, must wear a silk turban or a big crown. And it's a burden. Bara param patta karita dushtam up uttamangam. Uttamangam means your head. It's your highest anga, all the limbs of your body. The uttama anga, without which you won't do too much. But the king wears a big crown or a big turban with fancy stuff all over it. And shaval karo no kurute sapayam heroes. And fancy bangles, and his queen also wears very glittering. But one sinks even more easily in this ocean of ignorance with all these accoutrements. So the king is in a very dangerous position. Therefore, the sannyasis, they don't go to see the king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing this, but he delivered that king, Prataparudra. Ultimately, he is delivered. So, but for a king, it is very difficult, this opulence. So these kings are showing that they're in this position now. They have nothing. Nothing. You can imagine, you see those pictures of people in concentration camps or in Africa nowadays. Even as, how can you think that? They're throwing away 35% of all the so-called food in the United States. I mean, some, we don't consider it food, but they eat it, and they don't, they're not emaciated like the people in Africa. But it's thrown away due to the market. We don't want to give away food because then we can't sell it. Better let them die. That's no big deal. Then we can make a show of giving them a little of the food. If we give them a lot of food, they may come over here and kill us when they realize what demons we are. So this is the way of the Kali Yuga. But you see these people starving in horrible, miserable conditions. So these kings apparently looked a little like that. just bad. Maybe they weren't even tortured, weren't as bad. They were definitely in bad shape. So Krishna says here, in 19, you have come to the proper conclusion, my dear kings, and what you have spoken is true. I can see the human being's lack of self-restraint. Let's see what we have here. Lack of self-restraint. And he calls them bupa. In one nice song, which I don't remember, it's wonderful, Krishna Nidin Vajraja Sutam song. In the first verse, one of the first verses, Bhupa Varam, Krishna's addressed as Bhupa Varam, the best of the king. Bhupa. Bhu means the world, and pa means protect. The king is supposed to protect the world, not exploit the world. No, he's Bhupa. Like Gopal. Pa means to protect. Yuga Dharma Palo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, they're protecting the Dharma. Yuga Dharma Palo. Ande. So then he says, Mother Mata Sada. Bhaktivinoda says, I'm always intoxicated in his Amarajivana song. He is not intoxicated. He is the greatest person. But he's feeling that way, even if he feels only 1 billionth percent. Or he's only 1 billionth percent as intoxicated with this material world as we are, everyone else. But still, he's writing this song, Amara Jivana Sada Pape Rata, Nahiko Punyarale. The result of this intoxication, Nahiko Punyarale. I don't have a trace of punya. Nahiko Punyarale. Ashesha Kamala, Hridi Maje Mor. And I have unlimited ashesha kamana, ashesha klesha, ashesha kamana, unlimited lust in the heart. And many of those, that Bengali song is a wonderful song. And I'm decorated with, what are my decorations? Like the king is decorated. Decorations are lying and cheating, puffed up with false pride. These are my Vibhushan. Krishna is decorated very nicely. Now, where our decoration is simply some mustache, and people think they're very beautiful. Dharanam, 12th canto prediction, everyone will think they're very beautiful and have big, big hair. Prabhupada said, those with big, big hair, they are not my disciples. But they think it's the decoration. So this is all part of the false ego. When they're in our association, our camp, they're clean shaven, very nice. They look very beautiful. This is how Prabhupada sees. Oh, perfect. As soon as they go away, next day, big, big hair, long hair. Next day. So this is some of the maddening. Nunam pramatta kurite kama indriya priti apnote. Rishabh Dev is one of his nice instructive verses. He says, Nunam pramatta. They're not only mata, mad, but really mad. Nunam pramatta kurite kama. And they're doing not just karma, that'd be okay. Yeah, vikarma. Why is it indriya priti apnoti? Because it's simply taken away by sense gratification. Indriya priti apnoti. Nasarumanya yatatmanonya. Asanapi. And what happens? Asanapi klesha da. They're getting more and more misery. And it's not spiritual. Asanapi klesha da. They're getting a newer and newer bodies. Asanapi klesha da. So all the instructions are given over and over again, but they always, it's like a kaleidoscope, even though it's the same color, similar color, but man, it looks like different. It looks beautiful. Every day there's a sky. You could say, well, the sky's really boring. No, every day there's a beautiful sunset, sunrise. And during the day, nice. A fool will say, oh, the sky is really boring. Let me stay inside like the owl. Let me only go out at night. Enjoy intoxication. Stay up late. Rascal. No. Go out and see the sun. Krishna Soya Samamaya Hoyandata. Destroy Maya. Destroy the Klesha. Anartho Pasam Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Hoksade. Lokasya Janato Vidvam. Chakre. What is it? Anyway, that verse, that Vyasadeva, describing Vyasadeva, he's trying to kick out all these anarthas. Unlimited anarthas. Bhagavatam. Lokasya Janato. They're Ajanata. And he's seen everyone. Bhakti Siddhanta used to call the world Boka Loka. Boka means fool. And Loka is the world. So the whole world, nothing but fools. Boka Loka. Catchy, isn't it? Boka Loka. Oh, I'm from Boka Loka. Who are you? I'm from Boka Loka. Distya, yadasi matsneha. The word is distya. It's also used before. Just that if one is very fortunate, matsneha, he gets an affection for Krishna. Okay. Pasya unmarakam nipam. Then he gives all these kings, these rascals. Vena is the worst because katamo vena syat. There's, in the seventh canto, it says, it describes that one can become attracted to Krishna by anger and envy or these things which we ordinarily don't consider very good. But vena, he even wasn't as good as Kamsa. At least Kamsa was envious or frightened or something. But so many, they can still become attracted to Krishna. It may not be Anushilana, but Vena, he's the example that he was so bad that he went to hell permanently. Anyway, but except for Vena, Narad Muni said, Vena, he didn't have any of the five things, calm, crowed, low, but he was just real bad. Don't be like Vena. Don't be like Kamsa either, but at least the gopis, they had lust for Krishna, supposedly, some type, some of them. But one should have greed, chaturlalyam, apimulyam, ekalam. You have to have this, it's a good way to have greed, chaturlalyam, mulyam, ekalam. Otherwise, greed is not good, but one should have greed. And okay, we can take comments.
Very nice. There's another verse similar to the one with Vena and stuff. It says, for want of humility, Vena, Nahusha, Ravana, Duryodhana lost the war. And by humility, Yudhishthira, Prithu, Ramachandra gained the war.
Is it Bhagavatam?
No, but I read it
find
somewhere.
It. Else. You yeah. Find it. Yes. That's your assignment, homework.
So, there's another comment about the king. It's stated that the king represents the Lord on earth. So the king is like the Lord of the earth. So that's why he dresses very opulently. He's the representative of the Lord.
Naradeva. He's Naradeva. He's the demigod, the deva of the Naras, of the people. Even the Muslim king, when he found out about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hussein Shah, he he heard about it. He was really amazed, although he didn't get to see. But then his secretaries came and they told him, "We haven't seen anything like this. We have seen many, many mendicants and sadhus and yogis and swamis and gurus and this and that. But there's one sadhu. There's hundreds of thousands of people, lakhs and lakhs. And wherever he goes chanting, they give up eating and sleeping. They don't do anything. And they simply stay there. And then whenever he goes, they travel after him. And he's dancing and hitting the ground hundreds of times in an hour. And the whole ground shakes. Tears are squirting out of his eyes like even his secretary became ecstatic just describing it. And the king was like, whoa. He became ecstatic just hearing about it. Then, when the king asked the Hindu devotee, who was the secretary of, what was his name? About it. He said, it's just a sadhu. He wanted to protect Mahaprabhu. And he said, no, it's just a sadhu traveling by. There's so many. Nothing to worry. He said, what do you mean, nothing to worry? And he described what he had heard from his other secretary. How can you say that? So he was all praising Mahaprabhu in that way. But also, he said, you're the king. You should look within your heart. Oops, I forget who said that to him. Even the Muslim was considered the king. That was the point. Even though we know about it. That. So anything else? Yeah.
When King Vina died, the Brahmins were chewing his body with mantras and oils and different things. And then something or somebody came out from his foot. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
When Vina died, he was churned and put to
The Brahmins were chewing his body.
Yeah, certain other entities
oils
came
and
out.
Mantras.
And then,
something.
Yeah, Nishada or somebody, or Bahuka or something. Yeah. But he wasn't considered a very elevated person. He rejected, and then Prithu Maharaj was churned out. That's a whole other five chapters of the Bhagavatam. Okay, on this side now. Happy birthday, girl.
Well, it seems like Pratishtha is like one of the biggest dangers for anyone. I mean, a king or a devotee. There's even a quote, even a pauper, in this age is proud of his penance. It's so hard to, not get puffed up about something. So what is the best way to protect against acquiring
this
pride?
I didn't get a chance to say that, but I was going to. That this verse, I think the third verse, is it third? Shikshastakam. It's embellished. Urva bahun kori kaham lok shuno shab lok. Kaviraj Goswami says, listen, everybody, boka lok. Shuno, I'm raising my arms and I'm telling you again and again that you have to become like a tree. Tarileha, Katileha, Taru Jaina, Naboloi. He says, a tree, even if it's cut, it never complains. Shukaya, also, if he dries up, Namagai, he doesn't go begging for anything, even though he's getting no water. So one has to become like the tree, and he should take this Trinadapi verse and wear it sutre, this as a sutra around his neck, ganti, pare kanti, pare. Where does a garland? Ganti around para kanti around his throat. And always recite it and remember this verse. He said, this Trinadati verse is so important that all devotees must always remember it. Humble like the grass, Trinadati, Sarorivā, Torapi, like the tree. Even the tree is cut, Katileha. He doesn't protest. Even he dries up, Sukaiya, Mare. He doesn't go begging for water. Okay, again.
The Prabhupada's appearance there, I was reading Miracle on Second Avenue. It's just amazing how Prabhupada exemplifies no pride. They're just appearing in the Bowery and such. Like Mukunda just talks about the conditions, the people, the drunkards, and how Srila Prabhupada navigated all that and became so successful and still just completely equipoised through every experience. It's like by reading Prabhupada's pastimes, it's like you really feel the humility. Always the humility stands out.
Yeah, I used to sometimes traverse the Bowery in my former days. But the Bowery was much worse than now. They cleaned it up. Everything's become they call it, what do they call it? Gentrified. I don't know what that means. But in the old days, there were a lot of bums. And sometimes you see a dead bum. And then vomiting, stinking urine and everything. They don't care. Disgusting. And these guys were right out. Prabhupada would have to step over them coming out of his place. I can actually say I never wanted to live on the Bowery, although we lived pretty close. But I lived pretty close to the Bowery. But Bowery itself was just famous all over America, all over the world. But bad. It was all around, but especially somehow the Bowery, there were a lot of bars and liquor shops there. Still, but in the old days, it was unbelievable. The Prabhupada would step over those guys, and Prabhupada said he was seeing it as Vaikuntha. He told some early people that for him, he's just seeing Vaikuntha. Vishram Purnashukayate Vidimahendran. Prabodhananda Saraswati's famous verse. For the devotees, they see happiness, even in this material world, everywhere. Nadakeshrapi Tulyata Darshana. Their darshan is Tulya. They're seeing hell and Svarga, Pavarga, Nadakeshrapi. Go to heaven, go to hell, same. So Prabhupada was in this position. Okay, anything else? Last minute. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.